Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for God to Answer by Tiffany Tobalt, read by Rochelle Alberti. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. Psalm 3:3-4. I love that this Bible verse starts with the word but. Though such a little word, it refers back to situations that are overwhelming to the writer, to the trouble he was having with his enemies, and to the absolute hopelessness of his being able to survive just one more thing. Instead of despairing about his troubles and then sinking into a deeper depression, he begins to speak truth into his life. He focuses his next word on the only one who can help him, the Lord. He says, but you, O Lord, are. He reminds himself of who alone can help him, the Lord. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me. The Lord is a protecting shield to us in our daily battles. Our enemy, Satan, is using anything and anyone he can to try to wear us down, to make our life difficult, and to destroy us. But the Lord is our shield. Ephesians 6:16 tells us, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith. Our faith in the Lord is the shield that will protect us. Cling to this truth and tightly hold on to your faith as you face your battles. But you, O Lord, are my glory. It is the Lord who is his glory. It is the Lord who gives his life meaning. It is the Lord alone who makes him significant. It isn't the fact that this writer is the king of Israel, or that he has palaces, prestige, or has many children. It is the Lord alone. In our lives today, in this modern world, it isn't fame, money, relationships, or social standing that gives us value. But it is the Lord alone and his presence in our life that truly gives us significance. But you, O Lord, are the lifter of my head. All too often, so much is thrown at us that our head just naturally bows down from its weight. Our hearts become heavy, and we struggle to find the positive in our lives and thoughts. It is in times such as these that we must remind ourselves that it is the Lord alone who is the lifter of our head. He is the only one who can give us hope in the darkness, and the only one who can strengthen us as we trudge through our weary times. But you, O Lord, answer me. How encouraging to remind ourselves that the Lord answers us. He answers us in truth, which ignites our faith and gives hope to our future as we wait on Him to move in powerful ways in every area of our needs. So as we go through our day, may we rest in this truth. The Lord is our shield, our glory, the lifter of our head, and He will hear our every cry and He will answer. We must speak these words of truth and strengthen our faith based on our understanding of who God is and how He has helped us in the past. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank You for the words of this verse. Thank You that You are my protection, my meaning for living, my hope giver in the midst of my struggles. Thank You that I can cry out to You and that You hear my prayer, that You listen to my words, and that You answer my cry to You. I love You, Lord. I will cling to the promise of these words and move forward in my day, resting in Your protection, in my significance to You, and in the hope that You fill my heart with. Flood me with Your peace and open my eyes to opportunities to share the truth of this scripture with those around me. In Your name I pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.